Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Playing a dangerous game here this weekend. A real dangerous game this weekend. Carrie, why? There has got to be some common sense here on why you would risk one of your best friend's marriage before she's even married.
She's not doing it. The maid of honor is doing it. She thinks she wants to intervene and tell the maid of honor not to do it.
Okay, I thought you were the one planning this thing.
No, that idiot wouldn't call us up.
Give us all the details here, Carrie.
So I'm going on a bachelorette weekend trip with my, like, the whole bridal party. So I'm not friends with the bride, but, let me start over. I'm going on a bachelorette weekend trip this weekend, but so I'm really close friends with the bride, but I'm not actually in the bridal party.
Okay.
And there's about 15 girls going, so only a few are actually in the actual bridal party, but we kind of just decided to make it like a big thing.
And that's typical. Lots of women do that.
Yeah. So, well, in this big group text without the bride, there was a discussion about a big surprise. And, you know, after a few minutes of the banter, I was kind of able to figure out what the surprise was. And it seemed that most, like, everyone knew. But apparently, the maid of honor and the bridesmaids are surprising the bride with someone I think is completely inappropriate.
That's a dramatic pause.
That is a very dramatic
pause. I mean, bring the heat.
I'm just so shocked. Honestly, they invited an ex-boyfriend of the bride for just one last fling when she isn't even married yet. Like, I think this is so wrong.
So do you know, none of these questions even matter. Do you know the history between the ex and the woman that's getting married? Do they still, none of the questions even make any sense. In whose mind would this be a good idea?
I have no idea.
I have no clue.
I don't think so. I mean, I know she's not actually married yet, but like they've had like this ongoing thing for years and like, I'm sure they would have actually gotten married, but they're just like, they've been kind of like, you know, hookup buddies for on and off for a long time.
Like recently? Like after she was engaged, they're still hooking up?
No, this before, but okay. Like when she got engaged, it kind of slowed down.
Well, that's good. That's good to have slowed down. Slowed down.
It's just like
bit,
once so. A week after that.
That sounds healthy. Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I think that my friend, the bride, is going to be super upset. Like, she definitely cut all the ties off when she started really seeing the groom. And when they got engaged, like, definitely, like, really stopped talking to them. So, like, should I intervene, find a way to stop?
So you're not saying she cheated on the groom. You're just saying that she had maintained communication with this ex. They had been on and off. She starts seeing her now fiancé, and the two of them, you know, her and the ex were communicating, then she gets engaged, and then she finally just, like, cuts off communication with the ex altogether.
Yeah, that's exactly how it happened.
Okay.
I got a lot of...
how it should be, you know? Like, once you get engaged, it's, you know, cut ties.
I've got a lot of questions here. This is one of the most idiotic suggestions I've ever heard on The Burt Show.
Are you surprised?
We've been doing this for a long time.
Are you surprised it's a bachelorette party that's doing it and not a bachelor party?
No, it both would be completely and totally inappropriate, except if the maid of honor knew something about this relationship that the rest of you guys don't know.
like she really wants to marry the ex.
Or they have been hooking up. Like, if this would be completely inappropriate, would the maid of honor even be have this as an idea for the bride?
Yeah, maybe, like, do you think she, like, doesn't like the groom? Like, I think
I don't think that's it. I am just wondering if they have this relationship that the maid of honor knows about that the rest of you guys don't, that this somehow, some way would make the bride happy and giving her her one last fling that she knows that she wants. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Like, she knows she wants it, but she also won't ask for it because of the position she's
right?
in. So she's sacrificing for her friend, like, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to put myself in this role. Like, so Mo, if you are getting married, right, and I'm at the bachelor party, and I know that you're committed to your fiance, in no way, shape, or form would I ever suggest this for you. Even if you were still into your ex, I wouldn't suggest this for you. So I'm wondering if the bridesmaid knows about some side relationship that's going on where the future bride here will actually be kind of excited about it.
I see what you're saying.
See what I'm saying?
Because exactly
this makes no
saying.
Sense.
Right.
You're trying to make sense of something that doesn't make sense. And Carrie, has anybody else who's attending the bachelorette party, have you communicated with anybody? Is anybody on the same page as you that this is highly inappropriate?
I mean, they all wanted to get crazy strippers and stuff. So I think they're just a bunch of wild girls, honestly. So,
and you don't feel comfortable enough in the group text being like, does anybody else think that this might not be a wise decision?
This kind of toxicity.
Yeah, I just don't know whether I should go along with it or do I keep my mouth shut and back out of the trip.
Oh, girl, go along with it and tell us what happens.
Yeah.
We want to know.
Go.
Yeah, this kind of bad attitude and toxicity is just going to spread through the entire weekend like kudzu anyway. So if not everybody's into it, it's just going to ruin the entire weekend.
I think I would send a text, though.
I don't know how I'm going to bring it up.
I probably would at least say once, does anybody else think this is a bad idea? At least to clear my
conscience. I wouldn't do it in the group text.
Yeah.
I would send a text to the maid of honor.
Straight to the maid of honor.
I would send it straight to the maid of honor or whoever you feel like she has the... Because sometimes the maid of honor isn't who they actually have the best relationship with. Sometimes it's family or maybe they were the maid of honor. Send it to whoever she hangs out with the most, whoever she has the closest bond with, because I think she'll give you the real tea as to what's going on.
This is so infuriating. Good morning, Sam. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Morning, everybody. So I was thinking, what if it's that the maid of honor is hooking up with the groom and is purposely trying to break up the wedding and set the bride up?
Yeah, there's something going on here we don't know about.
So many different scenarios.
Yeah. You know what? There's another angle of this also so let's say the bride here has no idea this is happening. X shows up. This is pretty defining for her. She decides to go in and hook up with the ex. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this should be a no-brainer. No, absolutely not. This is a ridiculous idea, and I would probably lose this maid of honor as a friend if she thought this was a good idea. But if she goes for it, I mean, that's a sure sign she's not ready to get married anyway.
100%.
It's such a mess.
It's a mess.
There's no way to make sense of this.
What a mess. Carrie, look, I got to be honest with you. I'm not even going to this thing.
Oh, I'm going.
And I'm bringing my camera.
Uh-huh. Really?
You're not going?
I'm not even going for this.
I was thinking about it, but honestly, I am a little bit here for the tea.
Yeah.
So
it's like when you're watching a movie and you know it's not really that good, but you just got to see how it is.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to know what happened.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is an excellent movie. This one has me on the edge of my seat.
All right, so if we swim past all the drama here, should she say anything or just keep it to herself?
Oh, okay. Definitely go. I would send a text to the maid of honor and be like, hey, you obviously know her better than me, but... does anybody else think this might be a tad bit inappropriate?
I would do the same.
Fringe face.
Mm. I'm with Abby. I would try to say something to the closest person to her, whoever I believe that is.
Yeah, and bring your camera, please. And then post it to TikTok because you'll go viral and that creator fun, it's pretty nice.
All right, Carrie, we'll talk to you on Monday and find out what she did, okay?
Good luck.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye. I hated that call. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.